There was a couple of reasons, you know, we discussed a few plans and we just thought, you know, the more time he has here to get used to the surface, you know, the better for him. You know, he's enjoying the track there at Churchill and we took him a week before then, you know, it's not going to hurt him being here for the 2 weeks.
Most of the horses that win the Derby stay in stall 40 over there. Was it important for you to have your horse with you?
Yeah, you know, I suppose it's like a human, you know, you want to try and get your rest. If you've got 50 million people outside your bedroom snapping pictures every single day, you probably wouldn't get much sleep, would you? So, you know, there's, I suppose, been out the way to get him to relax and be himself, you know, the better for the horse.
Jack, what have the last 3 days been for you?
An absolute dream come true. I mean, it's surreal. It's just, words can't describe the feeling. So we're excited about the horse and leading up to it, and just a dream come true, really.
Do you think it's a little advantage to have him here ahead of the rest of the field? Some others come in 2 days before the race.
Yeah, I suppose it's all to the trainers, you know. Every trainer has a different, you know, training style, and I suppose you're always better to get the horse used to the surface and things like that. So he's here now, and we're excited to have him here for the 2 weeks.
What is the horses with him in the trip?
Five, yeah.
What has impressed you the most about this horse over the last several months?
Just the way he's progressing in himself, you know. It's he takes everything in stride. Obviously, the concern was a concern. How's he going to handle the track and the travelling at Churchill? And you would think he'd stable at Churchill his 2 year old career and 3 year old career, because he took it all in stride and trained fantastic over the track. So he's a talented athlete.
He's a very smart horse too, it seems like.
You would think, in school terms, he's an A student.
How soon after Saturday did you start thinking about bringing this?
I suppose when you see him finish the winning line in first position, we're off to the Preakness now. And then obviously you don't want to jump ahead of yourself, because you want to see how he comes out of the race and things like that. And he's doing fantastic. So then it really, you really start thinking about the Preakness when he's come out of the race sound and he's eaten up and everything like that.
What's the plan for this week in terms of workouts?
You know, we'll just walk him in and see how he comes into himself, and we'll get him back on the track and jog him a little bit and just go from there.
How did he travel? How was the trip?
Fantastic. He loves to fly. You know, I think his ears were pricked, and we were getting a police escort from there, and there were people on the streets chanting, "I love another." And he knows that that's him, and his ears were pricked, and he's nodding. He's like, "Yeah, that's me."